If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts, Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, and Frank Wazalewski from Access. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We start every show with this little nugget, but I just want to put a shout out to our Packers fans out there. We got something special for you. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981. No, what the heck is that? 312. Yeah, 981-7200. 312-981-7200. Starting out strong. Coming out hot, Frank.
I wouldn't have it any other way with you, buddy.
Right at the number that I've been saying for the past 6 years and can't get it right. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show, so let's go around the horn. Thank you, Mr. Jennings, for introducing our esteemed panel. Let's go to you, Frank. You haven't been on the while. You've been sending in your outstanding sidekick there, protege, Amy Farrell. It's nice to see you back in studio, buddy.
Always good to be here. And Amy's been great on air. She's so much better than I am, so it's easier to send her in.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, without question, she's fantastic. You're all right. You know, you do a decent job. You're talking about, you were down in Decatur.
Yeah, I've been down in Decatur for the last couple of weeks. I was at the Elevator Convention in Houston before that, so I got a lot of good WGN stories to share about people in Central Illinois.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
630-616-6249.
Hang on, Packers fans. We got a little nugget for you coming up here. You haven't won a football game in 2 weeks. Kind of feel your pain. Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, came out to your facility yesterday with Jim Brown.
That's right.
Of Sarah Leonard team.
Yep.
And I was telling Frank how awesome it was. I got to bring you up. What are you? You're on number five. How awesome it was, because these are two large men. It was like having an offensive guard and an offensive tackle walking into Bennigan's in Elgin, you know, just clearing the path. It was awesome, right? So he was impressed. He's at a car show today, or else he would have called in to talk about it. But you have a new Realtor program out there, and he was blown away. He's going to be sending you all of his future sellers, because he deals predominantly with individuals that are listeners that sell their homes. So you wanted to talk about what today in particular?
As we know, you know, season's good again for buying and selling homes. Rates are good. And what I really want to do is provide one of those public service announcements for those realtors out there and say, hey, when you need your junk partner to come along, ask some questions. And I got some good questions for them to ask. Heard some unfortunate stories, which I can share later, but follow up, do your homework, and then you'll probably get the best deal out there.
Can you give an update of the lady up outside of Rockford who called in, who bought the home, and the previous seller left a bunch of chazarai, let's just say, a bin full of stuff that should have been taken care of prior to the close, and we'll talk about that during your segment as well. You went out there. And what you did for our listener. If our listeners want to reach out, get more information, what's the best way to do it?
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865 or junkluggers.com.
All right, so for our Packers fans, you were on the wrong side of a block kick 2 weeks ago. Just to refresh your memory, go, Benny.
On the right hash, Daniel Whelan the hold. The kick is blocked! It is blocked! The Browns get the SWAT! Mm.
Oh, gosh. Thanks to Fox Sports again for that beautiful nugget. And then last weekend, our beloved Bears, Benny.
Jacob Goldenmeyer, the snapper. A.J. Cole, the holder. The kick is blocked. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And agony down on that Vegas sideline.
Agony.
It was Josh Blackwell sneaking in who got a fingertip on it.
Big fingers for Josh.
The number of blocked field goals this year alone has been amazing. And it's so much fun to watch.
Especially when they're Packers field goals that are getting
blocked. Oh, I love when the Packers lose.
It's awesome. And then, Carm, while you were gone, Tony filled in. Tony, our trusted video tech, amazing job here. Gets our videos out right away, sets the studio up. Carm, we got a text. And probably wouldn't have read this if you let me originate your loan. But since you didn't, I read it on the air. And this is directly from a texter, a loyal listener during last week's show. Ben, reading the compliment that the texter said, the sports guy on today is very good, better than the guy last week.
That's so cool. That's Tony.
It's Tony.
Hey, Tone. How about that?
Nice job.
Good
Tony,
job, buddy.
He's left. But that's fine. Okay. He's not there. Another one.
Another one left. Him.
Okay, just wanted to share the love there,
it's
Carl.
Such a good thing you don't hold grudges.
I don't hold grudges.
You know, to each his own. I'm sure Tony did a great job.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm fully aware that Tony's better than me at everything that he's ever done, and I'm just trying to learn from him at this point.
I could count on a closed fist how many complimentary text messages we've received for you. Over the past,
yeah, no one appreciates my work. It's
I do. I would have, but you know,
well, I know.
And you don't hold grudges.
Guy guaranteed rate got the deal. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna take a quick break. Love you, Carm. Rates are coming down. Be nice to have an opportunity. Kids need to go to college, Carm.
Yeah.
Home Serum Chicago coming back with the mailbag after these messages. Mail call. Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes that are in my home.
You know how much I like you talking about your pipes.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of odd.
Hey, and a shout out to Mike Epping. He's got pneumonia. Couldn't be here today.
Not
so
feeling well.
He feels better.
He was supposed to be on today. So, real quick, let's get off to a roaring start. Dan Skoznowski, sorry, Dan, for blowing up your last name. Longtime listener and enjoy your show. You helped me with my KCT loan. I guess I connected him on a HELOC over there. Appreciate that a bunch. I thought your interview last week with the politician, Alderman Brendan Riley, was very insightful, and I knew with you doing the interview and asking the question, it was going to be insightful and no softball questions. I suggest more of those types of things. Thank you for all you do. Dan.
I've heard a lot of people call you different things, and insightful has never been one
that's,
of them.
It's so a first.
It's a first. It's Ring nice
the bell.
To hear.
Ring the bell. We need a bell. Yeah, so thank you, Dan. That was very nice of you. Alderman Brendan Brendan Riley. I always like to throw the O in there when there isn't none. Brandon Riley is running for against Tony Preckwinkle. So there you go there. I just want to put a shout out to the guy who hates my guts. He contacted me, lives in Indiana, lost his wife, called me because he had some medical bills he wanted to clean up. So I introduced him to King County Teachers Credit Union. He accidentally completed an application on our site. He hit the apply now button in my signature, complete an application on our site, which there's nothing I could do, right? You have to, if you want a HELOC, you have to complete the application on KCT's site and click a bunch of buttons to give them authorization to run credit and do stuff. He's like, why can't you transfer it over? I'm like, because I can't do that.
You're not the same company.
I can't do that. You have to put your information in.
That's like going on my site and then me transferring it over to Bob's site. It just doesn't work that way. Right. You have to go on his site.
He lost his mind. Yeah. I mean, he got very angry. So I tried to explain to him, like, listen, mistakes are made. I know a lot of people, firemen and police. I'm like, so do I. I'm like, you made a mistake. I'm not wasting. It took me all this time. I'm like Mr. McGillicuddy, whatever his name was. Right, and I understand he lost his wife. He's grieving. I'm just trying to help him. He was firing on me. So here, note to all of our listeners. When I introduce you to Kane County Teachers Credit Union, I am making absolutely zero profit commission. I get nothing on that. It is just a pure introduction to do the right thing. And as I mentioned on John Hansen's show, who was filling in for John Williams this week, I would rather you come to me for the free oil change and the free tire rotation so I can make sure you're not getting picked off. And invest my time so you don't have to, and make the introduction.
And I look forward to talking to you later about all the people trying to pick people off.
Yes, yeah. Like you just almost happened to you. So he's fine, and I'm here at GN on Wednesday, and he's just absolutely going to town on me. So I basically said, listen, I raised my voice a little bit because I couldn't get a word edgewise, and I said, listen, stop yelling at me here, right? You made a mistake. They could still help you. So, yes.
Yeah, so what's the negative impact? I'm not following.
He doesn't get the... He's going to go someplace
else.
He's
got to fill it out twice.
So he's going to go someplace else to have to fill out the same thing all over again to pay off the $40,000 worth of debt he incurred from his wife being ill. Less of things happen, right? So, Mr. McGillicuddy, I'm sorry you think I'm incompetent, but I'm not, and it is what it is. Our good friend Jimmy Brown sent me a news story. So this is the economic report sponsored by Jimmy Brown inside of the Center Guard Plumbing mailbag. He sent me a Fortune article. The economy is just getting stronger, not weaker. And we in the economics profession need to look ourselves in the mirror, top analyst says. Long story short, one of Wall Street's most closely watched voices delivered a blunt message to peers and policymakers. The U.S. economy is not faltering. It is accelerating. Torsten Slok, chief economist at Apollo Global Management, which is one of the largest hedge funds in the world, okay, run by a very, very smart guy who married a very, very beautiful, intelligent woman, Jamie Gertz, who I went to high school with, who grew up in Glenview, said forecasts of imminent slowdown have been repeatedly wrong, and the economics profession should start grappling with its record of misjudgments. Okay, so that's according to Torsten Slok, the chief economist at Apollo. In the meantime, we're sending $20 billion to Argentina to prop up their economy, while our farmers are losing markets to the Argentinians, because the Chinese aren't buying their soybeans anymore. And I just kept seeing story after story of farmers out there who their crops are going down in value because of all these tariffs. And then breaking news here, searches for second job on the internet reach an all-time high, surpassing the 2008 financial crisis and COVID pandemic levels. In addition to that, layoffs are running at historical highs. U.S. job cuts announced fell 26% in September, making this just the third month this year with year-over-year decline in cuts. In third quarter, planned layoffs rose 16%, the highest third quarter since the pandemic in 2020. Year-to-date, U.S. employers have announced 946,000 job cuts, the highest total since 2020. This is also the fifth highest reading over the last 36 years of Challenger, Gray, and Christmas Data, who is a huge job following company.
But don't we run across this all the time, especially at end of quarters and coming up towards the end of the year, and they're not making their numbers, and they got to make their investors happy.
Hold on. It gets better. If you have one or two variables, maybe, here's some more. So these are the things that I look at. Unemployment, okay? Number one, unemployment. Number two, I look at oil prices. Okay, why oil prices? If oil prices are dropping, that means that the world demand for oil is dropping, which means the economy is slowing down.
Or the surplus is going up. You're drilling more, right?
Or and the surplus.
But when oil prices go down, then I know that my prices go down because shipping goes down.
Well, and that's another thing. That's what I've got coming up here. Container shipping costs are plunging again. Okay. The spot rate for a 40-foot container from Shanghai to Rotterdam, which is Europe, fell to its lowest level since December 23. Okay, so stuff's not going from China to Europe as much as it did in the past. Shipping costs, weaker shipping costs from Shanghai, okay, to Los Angeles dropped to its lowest level since December 2023. So now when you start thinking of all this, weaker global demand, price wars, and exceeding shipping capacity have driven the decline. Meanwhile, U.S. import volumes are expected to continue to decline towards the end of the year, with January 2026 projected to be 19% lower.
And how are exports doing? Do you know?
I don't. Well, the exports aren't great because of all the tariffs, and people in foreign countries are saying, you know, have a nice day. Thanks for that. We're not buying your goods. Ask the farmers how that's working out for them. Okay, so when you start looking at all of these variables, the costs coming back, right, because of the shipping, fuel's going down, which is great for interest rates, okay? Because a slowing economy is great for interest rates. It's great for you. Well, you don't bring any junk in from over there. You get all your junk, you know, around here. But the stuff that you bring in overseas, it's going to cost less to bring it in. Here's the other thing. The dock workers in L.A. are not going to be working as many hours. The freight companies that take those containers are not going to be working that many hours. The railroads that haul those freights and those boxes are not going to be working as many hours. And there's going to be less containers going to warehouses here and throughout the United States that are going to need to be unloaded from those trains and put into warehouses, and that's going to trickle down through the whole thing. I'm just giving you variables, okay? Then here's a big one. The U.S. jobs openings and constructions dropped 115,000 in August to 188,000, the lowest since May of 2017. Since December 2023, the number of opening available vacancies in construction has plummeted 58%. Such a weakness this century has only been seen during 2008 and 2001. The construction industry is slowing down. Okay, so all of these variables, I'm just throwing it out there. Okay, you've got a chief economist saying one thing and all these variables saying the other. Packer fan, how are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Great. You sent me a text at 10:17, starts with an F, and I can't say on the radio.
It was awesome, by the way. We loved it.
It starts with an F, smart, and then another word. I can't string those three words together, ends in an S. We'll see who's laughing at the end of the season. Go Packers. And then you put a challenge out here about buying vests. You want to say your challenge, and I'll entertain it on the air. Go ahead there, Packer boy.
Yeah, if the Bears have a better record than the Packers at the end of the year, which they won't, I'll donate $500 towards another vest for an officer. And if the Packers have a better record than the Bears, which they will, you got to give me and three of my friends access to your skybox for a Blackhawks game.
So for $500, I gotta get four Packers fans for one vest? I mean, that doesn't seem like a fair trade. It should be at least one vest per Packer fan. If you value yourself as a true Packer fan, you should be at least one for one with protecting Chicago police officers. I'll take the deal. I'm not doing one for four. That's not a fair trade.
Hochberg. Your Hochberg is showing.
Step it up, Packer boy. I mean,
hey,
step it up.
What do you think? I'm rich. I'm retired.
I got nothing. It's not my problem. If you're so confident, I'm more than willing to throw out four Packers tickets. I've got no problem with that. I'll back it up. Four Packers tickets, four of your fellow Packer fans in my suite. I'll have to get the merch cheese ball that that game. I've never had it. It's on the menu. And the Schlitz Light, because I know you guys like that. I know we're 2 minutes late for the break. Take it or leave it. Is that a deal, Tom?
You put me on the spot and like 2 million people listening. How about one vest for one ticket?
That's not fair. All right, we got to hit a break. Think about it during the break. Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm going to throw it to news. Be back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Frank, these Packer fans, who I love.
Oh, some of my best friends are Packers fans. But I have so much fun making fun of them.
Right. So we got texters, of course, backing me up here, right? And I was just, we were talking. Maybe take a HELOC out on your home. A KCTC, I'll connect you. Shooter, right? I got to bring in mac and cheese. I got hot dogs. I got to bring in the merch cheese balls because, I got to make them feel at home.
Yeah, and you bring in the Packers fans. You can't bring out that nice charcuterie tray for them. You can't treat them that well.
They don't even know what that is. So here, Packer fan is jealous they don't have hockey. Stick with four vests for four seats. Okay, I'm getting backed up by our Chicago Bears fans here. And no Packer gear in the United Center. Okay, I kind of like that's a caveat. Okay, you got to wear some Blackhawks gear. I got my Blackhawks gear on. Going to the game night, taking my daughter and her friends. I'm going to see what the new suites look like up there, the banner nice level. You are big down south in southern Illinois.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're letting everybody know we're down in central Illinois. It's been an underserved area for a long time. We were running down there for, the last several years. We were running down there from Roselle and taking care of all of central and southern Illinois. Jeez. So then we opened up that location in central Illinois. And I was down there the last couple of weeks.
Decatur. It doesn't get much more central than that.
No, it's about as central as it gets.
Yeah.
It's awesome for us for hitting highways to get out to all the other cities. But the number of WGN listeners that I was able to talk to over the last couple of weeks, yeah, it was absolutely amazing. So met a nice family in Tuscola. you know, was able to talk to them a little bit. We had a great OT from the Chicagoland area that was down helping out in Vandalia.
Oh, occupational therapist.
Occupational therapist.
For our listeners.
Yep, so he's helping a hospital down in southern Illinois. He referred us out to a family, and we're able to help, you know, them out and getting his wife home. So it's been a lot of fun.
We talked a lot about, at breakfast, about how the power of the station, and you don't even know where it's coming from. And I'm just like, you know what, wow, occupational therapist, hello. My sister-in-law is an OT, an occupational therapist, right? And that's what she does. She helps people. What's an occupational therapist? You go through surgery. They help you get up and running with functionality, with your hands and your legs and your
right.
feet.
And so you have a stroke or something. They help you rehabilitate and start using your legs and relearning how to use your arms or whatever became disabled during that stroke.
For our listeners that don't know what an OT is, it's a great – and my wife's a PT, a physical therapist, so she helps you get up and running. She's now into this some draining thing that's going on, right? She's doing thyroid draining, which is fascinating. Lymphatic draining. There you go. Sorry.
I don't even know what that is. It's way over my head. Well, I'll stick to Stirless.
Oh, we'll stop over. We got a massage table, and we've got scrapers and brushes and all this stuff. I don't know what's going on. So all of these other sources that refer you, because they hear you on the radio and the great work that you and Amy Farrell, who's not in today, you're in for Amy, but is that a huge source of referrals for you, those in the medical fields that hear you and all the great work that you and your team have done?
Yes. And we don't take that for granted. It's, you know, if we get a referral from somebody in the medical industry like that, we do everything we can to make them look good for giving us that referral. You know, that is such a great compliment to get that. So we really like to help them out and go that extra mile, more so than we do normally.
I come across scumbags in my industry, and I mentioned it on John Williams' show with John Hansen filling in that lady had her loan serviced by a company that rhymes with New Res, and they wanted to charge her $13,000 in closing costs when a HELOC would have been better. Save her 13 grand in closing costs, number one, and her payment would be $900 less. And she's going to call in later. We're going to talk, hopefully, have time. She's at a funeral right now, so hopefully she'll have time to call in to share her story. I get this all the time. I hop on as their financial planner and expose what the other side's doing, because that kind of like pregame stretching for
and
me.
And you need to. It's like a public service announcement. So you got to let people know there's ripoff artists.
And I'm walking this guy right down the guillotine. He's like, well, I still think it's in her best interest to do it. I'm like, well, that's great. She's 68 years old. She, you know, she can make her own decision, and I've got to go to my golf lesson. So you had a similar situation.
Yeah, I had another one down this week. When you get, there's a company out there called Leaf Mobility, and they go door to door, and they, you know, you call them up for a stair lift. Just so the public knows, when you're buying a stair lift, it should cost you somewhere between $3,500, and if you want all the bells and whistles, you're going to be at like the $7,500 range, right? But a base stair lift, they're out there trying to sell these things for $11,000-$12,000 each.
Wow.
You know, so luckily, you know, we had a client walk into our showroom down in Decatur and said, this was just presented to me. What do you think? And I go, I think I can do this for $7,000, and they're quoting you $22,000. For two stair lifts. They were quoting them $22,000.
You could do both for seven.
I do both for seven, and we'll back it up for life. You know, so I just don't understand. I don't understand these people that try to prey on the elderly, Bob.
Insurance involved in any of these?
No, unfortunately not. I wish they were, because if insurance got involved, all of this fraud in this elderly abuse would go away. That would completely go away, right? Because somebody would be watching the companies that are putting it in, right? And unfortunately not. And there's nothing illegal about overselling, right? It's just immoral, you know, and especially when you're doing it against somebody with a disability or somebody that's, you know, elderly and needs it to stay in their home.
And I say this on the radio. We got to hit a break here. I say this on the radio all the time. The experienced homeowner has got so much going on. Right, this lady that's calling in was taking care of her daughter who had cancer, unfortunately passed away. May her memory be an eternal blessing. They were taking care of her two parents. A lot of things going on, right? And you get a call from your servicer, right? They get knocked on the door. Hey, we could do this for 22 G's. What do you know? You know, she didn't know any different. Like, that 13 grand sounds good. No, it sounds like 13,000 too much.
Yeah, and that's a. I've said this before. People don't come to us because they want a stairlift or a ramp in their right. home. They come to us because they need it. They yeah. need it, right? And you have to slow down the emotions, right? Yeah. I know you need it. I know you want it tomorrow. But if something doesn't feel right or you're getting any kind of high-pressure sales, and that's not just stairlift. This is anything. Right. You feel uncomfortable, get a second quote. And, you know, as a general habit, you should get two or three before you make your final decision.
Phone number.
630-616-6249.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Bob Schmidt from Junk Luggers after these messages. Phone lines, text lines, and photo lines are open. And clean it up. You know, come on, Packer fans, clean up the language. Okay, you've got Iridian, who just turned 21. She doesn't need to be seeing all of these nasty words, these dirty swear words on the text line. It's not appropriate. I'm just trying to clean it up a little bit. 312-981-7200. And you know what? I'm in charge of cleaning things up. We got a lot of cleanup to do. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Owens from Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
So will you go down to Champaign to move something to Joliet?
Yes, depending on the size. Of course, we'd help out whoever needs help.
So you're saying size matters?
Yes.
Junk Luggers is officially now on record as saying size does matter.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Don't you love how he tees you up on that?
Oh, yeah.
He said it. He said size matters. Not that I have a problem with that. I'm just saying. So, just reiterating what the man said. 312-981-7200. So, we're at your shop yesterday.
Yep.
And I bring Jimmy Brown.
The lineman.
The old lineman, defensive tackle, offensive guard. He's just a big man.
Yeah.
And you guys are talking, and I'm perusing around, and I go by the auction racks, okay, because you put set-aside stuff on auction. And there were some magazines, Frank. Okay, Frank? Let's just say magazines that you used to find in the garbage as a kid that were very enlightening, rhymes with Playboy magazines, okay, from the 90s. So I'm just like, oh, I remember these, right? Back in my youth, okay? So I just wanted to make, I hadn't picked up a Playboy in probably 30 years, 40 years. Flip through the pages.
Like 30, 40 minutes. We were at breakfast together.
Okay, well, it's radio. Okay, just go with it. It's how you sell it. And I'm flipping through the pages, and there were women that would take pictures naked who had pubic hair. I just wanted to throw that out there. Back in the 80s and 90s, it was still there. It's a thing. It was a thing. I don't know what's happening now because they don't make those magazines anymore, at least from what I'm told. 312-981-7200. But you know, interesting things you find at Junk Luggers. At Whale Barrel, I would have picked up a Whale Barrel. Couldn't get it in my car. I'd have to bring my wife's.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's a Whale Barrel?
Wheelbarrow. I'm sure we'll hear that.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm sure we'll hear that in a rejoin eventually. I'm sure Benny's marking this. A wheelbarrow. Barrel?
Barrow.
Barrow?
Barrow, yeah.
A wheelbarrow. Because I schlep stuff in my backyard. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you're looking. Like I work out. I'm pretty in shape.
I think your wife and kids do all the work.
Please. And then they buy it for me to schlep it in the back. So a good wheelbarrow would be...
Just call it a schlep cart.
A schlep cart.
There you
Thank
go.
You. All right. So I'll be going back out there. I got a ladder. I sent a picture of Bob of his ladder fully extended. And I did not break my neck. Yes. It was one of the... Yes.
Was it a big ladder?
It was a big ladder. I did some work on that.
Reached a lot of places.
Yeah. All right, Robert, let's go.
All right.
What are we talking about today, my friend?
Well, let's talk about what realtors have to worry about, right? So we're working with their clients. There's always last-minute situations, and they call in one of our competitors or ourselves to come and give them a quote. Need it quick. Need to get it done. And they start the job and then come back at the end. Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually going to cost a little more today. Well, that's a big thing for us. And I think it's something I want to make sure all realtors know up front is ask for that price up front.
And you're talking like a bait and switch, right? So Absolutely. They say, hey, I'll come in and do this for $200. And all of a sudden, they're in the middle of it. You're stuck using them. And they say, you know what? I didn't mean $200. I mean $2,000.
Yes. I literally this past week met with a realtor. And that's the story I received. I wish I would have known you guys were around. We had a company come in. They quoted us $800. And at the end, it ended up being $2,200.
Yeah.
That's a big switch.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you make a quote? And at what given point would you add money? Or do you not do it? You give a quote and you honor it.
We are, once that quote's there, it's done.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's, now, caveat, if they come in and say, oh, by the way, we're going to add 50 other things.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's different. You know, I get
while story, you're here, but... can you do the basement with the 700 bucks?
That is a what we call in construction a legitimate change order. You're right. Asking for more, so it's going to cost more.
Yeah. So, you know, there are plenty of times where we've taken it and lost a little bit of money there because we underquoted it. And that's on us, right? But it's so important for both realtors and their clients and our clients to know this is what's going to cost me at most, right? You don't really want to, because they don't want to worry about anything else. They want to, hey, it's done. Great. Wonderful. Let's just go forward.
They want their stuff out of
the
way.
And quickly.
Quickly. And you know what? A lot of our listeners know that there's an expense to get that truck there. You've got two guys on the truck. Sometimes you got to call in a second. Sometimes you got to call in a third. Sometimes you got to call in backup labor, right? You need some extra brute force to get that refrigerator out of the basement, to get the pool table out, to get the piano out, whatever it is out there.
Yep.
Two guys, you could do it, but they'll be in traction for the rest of their lives, and they'll be in the hospital having hernia operations.
Right.
You know, you've got the safety of your employees in mind as well.
That's right. That 600-pound tub with Jeremy.
Yes.
That we helped with.
Right.
But yeah, so that's, you know, there's obviously making sure you're getting a feel for what it's going to cost. And then even when you get your cost, you're going to ask, well, how big is the truck? Because oftentimes in our industry, they say, oh, it's three trucks, or it's two trucks, or it's a half truck. Well, your pickup truck is maybe smaller than my pickup truck, because we did talk about size earlier, right? So that matters. And so when we have that bigger...
For the record, my truck's bigger.
That's right. And for that pickup truck, right, or that truck, the volume... So really what you should be asking is, what's the cost for the volume? Like, what's the per cubic yard cost? And then do your shopping.
Right.
Right. And then also ask, where does it go? What are you going to do with the things that you've taken?
It was interesting being at your shop, right? You had the trucks being unloaded at the far end, right? We exited your shop. And plus, you're having a sale tomorrow. You're having a warehouse sale we got to promote.
On Sunday, yeah.
On Sunday. Well, that's tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow. It's Saturday. Right. So it's tomorrow. And you've got everything lined up from furniture and chair. It's unbelievable. It's like going to a garage sale. It's unbelievable. It's all laid out. Are the Playboys for sale in the back?
They are.
Okay. Frank might want to get out there.
You're excited now, aren't you?
No, I've already been through them. They're high quality and they're in good shape. At least now they are, or they were. So that's the sort of stuff when you come in to your shop, you've got the unloading going on, you've got the sorting going on, and then it works its way to the auction table that you've got there, auction section, and then into your showroom, for lack of a better term.
That's right.
Where you got vinyl there, vinyl records. I mean, it's unbelievable what you got going on there.
Yeah, it's really, you know, for us and part of our mission, it's a shame to throw anything away that still has life. And it's a part of our green mission. So we want to make sure that we are keeping things out of landfill. So we go through every process possible, donate, sell, auction, whatever it takes to repurpose. That's what we do. And David, in the warehouse, you unfortunately didn't see, or maybe you did when you arrived, the Wings truck had rolled out.
Oh, I missed
that. Right? They were there. They were picking up all the clothes. So we're working with a lot of charities.
What's Wings for our listeners that don't know?
So
Wings,
Wings is an organization that is there to help families, women, specifically for domestic violence.
Okay.
And so
you supply them with materials they need to reestablish themselves.
That's cool.
Furniture and chairs.
And we do that with a lot of organizations.
Good.
So, again, like I said, any which way to repurpose, the warehouse is there. We want to make sure we get things in people's hands again.
Phone number, website.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865 or junkluggers.com. And then our store has a website, which is remixmarketchicago.com. And that's both located at 425 Airport Road in Elgin. Tomorrow, 11 to 2 is our big warehouse sale.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7201. There's no Bears game either, so you can't roll that out.
No excuse, nothing.
No excuse. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and we've got text messages coming up after the break as well.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. A young up-and-coming broadcaster here at the station by the name of John Hansen sent in a text. Can I use third party? Okay. Can I use an HSA right? Which is a healthcare something account.
Health savings account.
Okay, that too. Towards a stair lift, it's health related. So do you know the answer to that question?
It's a Leahy question. It depends. So you really do need to call your insurance company and see if they will allow that. If they allow it, then it won't affect your taxes.
Hmm.
Because if they don't allow it as a true medical expense, then you will have to pay penalties and taxes on what you pull out, because it's like you're pulling it out as cash.
Ooh. Okay. That's a great question, Mr. Hansen.
Phenomenal question. He's full of them. He's a great guy. You know, he did a phenomenal when he filled in for you.
Well, he's a professional broadcaster. I'm just a clown that comes in here 3 hours on a Saturday. Also, Iridian's going to be emceeing her first big live event today at Block Club Chicago Block Party at Half Acre.
Woohoo! Well, we're going to have her jump on here and tell a story about that.
Next weekend, well, I'll be in Normandy in Paris on Steve Bertrand's trip. We're leaving Thursday. I am absolutely not prepared at all. And so I'll have to hear about when I get back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And 64 days and counting for Cook County delay of the tax bill. 64 days, Tony Preckwinkle.
And somebody actually texted in and was asking if you had any kind of predictions regarding the Cook County tax bills.
Tony Preckwinkle has been invited to come onto the show, the Cook County Board President, 0.8 miles from where we are right now. I Googled it. She could walk over. We'll send the rickshaw that plays Elton John, because I know she's into Elton John. Who's not? Or a Uber Black, because she wants, you know, I'll do it in luxury for the 0.8 miles. She'd come in here. She's got an open invitation to talk about why we don't have our tax bills with the company that she signed the contract as president, oversaw it. Keith Technologies in 2015 should have been 3 years to develop. And now we learned from Alderman Riley, who's running against her, we've got $250 million instead of $30 million. It's $250 million. So when all of these elected officials like Brandon Johnson and Tony Preckwinkle want to talk about not having money, wouldn't it be nice to have $250 million instead of taxing everybody through their nose to take care of the homeless people that set up tents off of Lakeshore Drive? Okay. All those homeless people we can't take care of because we're giving Tyler Technologies $250 million for an original $30 million contract. Think about that when you're voting on St. Patrick's Day in Cook County for a new board president. Okay, think about that, all of that wasted money down the drain.
Yeah,
and the ineffective leadership.
How much money our government wastes.
It's ridiculous. Tony Preckwinkle, come on in, Tony. 64 days. Should have been paid August 1st. 64 days. It's 10-4 today, October 4 today. 64 days that local municipalities have to borrow money at usury rates, at high interest rates to keep their government running because our clowns who run this county can't get this straight.
And they won't come on this show.
And they will not come on the show.
Yeah.
There is an open seat. I've got 5 seats. Okay, five seats. You pick a seat.
I'd step out if I was on there to give them the mic.
It wouldn't even be a question. I'd kick you out to have Tony Preckwinkle. I'd roll out the pink or red carpet, whatever she wants.
If I was late 64 days for any job I ever worked for,
64
days. I no longer have that job, right?
64 days. The incompetence. So there you go. 312-981-7200. Quickly talk about the lady up in Rockford who bought the home, found out, which was complete ridiculous, you know, just absolutely ridiculous, that she moves into a new home and there's a dumpster, like one of those bins, trash bins loaded with crap. That what did it weigh? It had to weigh over 100 pounds, right?
Yeah, it was quite heavy. The two guys to lift it up was full of tile, broken tile.
Construction debris.
Yeah.
This is what the seller leaves this poor lady up in Rockford.
It's pretty common.
It shouldn't happen.
But the tile matches the kitchen, so it stays with the house, right?
But she called into the show. Your boys went up there. What happened?
Yeah, we went up there, and she left a nice little sign on the can because we had mentioned that we're going to do it at no cost because of her situation. Just, you know, no one should have done that. And we were in the area, so it worked out really well for us and for her. Made her really happy, and I'm sure she'll tell a lot of her friends about what we did. And we were able to take that tile and get it taken care of.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm already past the quarter hour. I'm going to get in trouble here. Russ, hang on for a few minutes here after the break. 312-981-7200. Special shout out to my friend Amy Jacobson. She sent me a text, pubic hair, really? Right? That was her comment. I said, it's factually accurate.
And she asked a question that it came out of your mouth.
Right. Yeah, shocking.
I know, right.
I said, it's factually accurate. Thanks for listening. She says she listens every weekend. As well, she should. 312-981-7200. Special shout out to Amy for listening. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Russ will come back with you after the break on line one. This is Home Stream Chicago on 720 WG.
Let's review.
Kevin, real quick, does it go into your stomach? Does it taste better going through your nose?
The spoon got away from me. It might have touched my face, but I'm working. When I'm eating, it's like working at work. I get dirty.
Can you explain how a spoon gets away from you when you're eating celebratory cake?
I might have an answer for that.
Hey, it happens.
It's not what I heard.
That's wild.
Said nobody.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I'm gonna ask. You want me to? Can I get Russ?
Because
I've been hanging on online. Hey Russ, sorry for making you hold that long. Thanks for calling.
That's not a problem, sir. I just wanted to call you. I've never done this before, but I said there's a lot of people that always promise you a lot of things, and working with you, the group of people you have, was a pleasure. I tried to get a loan. I've got great credit. I got lots of equity in my house, and every place I went, they wanted thousands and thousands of dollars to stick their hand in my pocket to get money. And you guys were super. No red tape. I mean, from the start to finish, I don't even think it was a week. Got everything done, got what I needed, and it was simple, easy, clean, and I got nothing but great things to say about you and your company.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
It's a joy to work with.
Were you the guy that bought in Florida? I don't remember your transaction.
No. I lived in Round Lake. My wife and I, we had some surgeries, and we had got a couple of small debts. But I said, you know, I just wanted to get some money to pay off those debts, and had lots of equity. And you said, yeah, I got a process for you.
All right. Well, thanks, bud.
That's just fine.
How much money did you save?
Well, let's just put it this way, though. But not the cheapest loan anybody was ever going to get me. I wanted to get a loan for $25,000, and they wanted like anywhere between 7 and 10, I think it was.
7 and 10 grand to get you a $25,000 loan.
Yep.
Did we send you to KCTCU, or did we refinance your home?
You did.
Oh, okay.
You did. I work with Mrs. Gomez there. She's a doll. She's a charmer. I have, you know, working with them, working with you is just a breeze.
All right, there you go. So here's another prime example of what Frank was just talking about. I don't remember. I talked to so many people. I don't specifically remember Russ here, but
sure.
He called me. I kind of do, right, because I get these type of calls. He was 7 to 10 G's to get a loan to pay off $25,000 worth
absolute
of debt?
Nuts.
It
wasn't even $25,000. I wanted a few extra bucks. My debt was probably about between 8 and 10. I wanted a few extra dollars in the bank just in case. And got it all done. Like I said, all done in an eyelash. I mean, it was so nice, so simple, so quick. Load off my mind and my wife's mind, and, you know, we're happier than heck.
And that's how business should be. That's how it should be. I love hearing that, Russ. Thanks for calling in. And I know David paid you to call in, but
no, I did not. Yeah. Russ, true or false? The only thing I ask you to do, two things: send me your friends, family, coworkers, neighbors in the future, and I ask you for a Google review. Is that a factual statement?
That is a fact. That's the only thing you ever asked. That was all.
Well, I'm glad we were able to help you out, bud. And good. And hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, and send my best to your wife, okay?
You take care. Thank
all right, brother. There you go. There we go. That's exactly.
That was awesome. But it's the truth. I mean, this is what we're talking about. There's so many people out there just trying to sell you and rip you off, and it sucks. You got to look past that and find the good people out there that really want to help you.
They're charging him for almost the amount that he wanted to take.
That's highway robbery.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not even in your industry, and I know that's highway robbery.
I can't sleep doing that. I wouldn't be able to sleep. So here's a question for you. Question for your Sterilift presenter. So you've been...
I am a presenter. I have stepped up in the world.
You went from CEO to presenter. Currently, we have two Acorn Sterilifts because we have a split staircase. Unfortunately, we're coming to the very end of our need for the Sterilift. As my parent is in hospice. I'm very sorry to hear that. What typically happens to Sterilifts after... they are no longer needed. Is there a resale option slash buyback option, or are they just scrapped and recycled? So first off, our prayers are with this listener.
Absolutely. Sorry about your parent, and I hope things go well.
Hope things are very painless, and you know, God takes it does what God does. But in this situation, okay, you get these calls. Listen, we're all going to expire. I'm not trying to be morbid here and be David Downer here, but we're all going to go. And it's a fact, and our listeners have Steerlifts, and it's not just one listener. There are other listeners that are having the same situation. Their family members are in the hospital or are going to be moving to an assisted living facility or are in hospice, and they're not coming back into the house that they once lived in for whatever reason. And you now have a Steerlift that is no longer needed in a split-level house in this case and the other types of homes located throughout this listening area. What happens with those Steerlifts?
Okay, so on a straight Steerlift, which is what she's talking about, she's got a split staircase. There's two ways to handle a split staircase. You do two straight Steerlifts, or you do one big curve that kind of wraps around the big landing.
Okay.
So she went with the two straight Steerlifts. On a straight Steerlifts, a lot of those can be repurposed. And for a company like ours, we only buy back the ones that, one, if you bought it from us, you get a higher buyback price. But if you didn't buy it from us and it's a product we work with, we will buy it from you because we can repurpose that and put it back out there. Now, in her case, she worked with Acorn, so she needed to call Acorn to see if they would buy it back. But you can donate those to the ALS Foundation or to Habitat for Humanity. Both of those entities are always looking for straight Steerlifts. And they're looking to repurpose, you know, if they can repurpose them, they want to repurpose them, especially the ALS Foundation.
Okay, quick question. Most of our listeners are like me, who don't know anything about what a straight Steerlift is or whatever. If they took a picture of the Steerlift and sent it to you or to Amy Farrell and said, what would you recommend? Would you then shoot right back and say, absolutely, hey, this is what...
Or you can go on our website and do the same thing. You can upload a photo and put it in there, say, hey, I have the Steerlift. What do you recommend? Anybody on my team can help you. And if it's something we work with, we'll offer to...
What's the website?
Allaboutaccess.com.
And if, worst case scenario, you can't use it and it's a complete scrap job, we've got junk luggers in here, too. Yeah.
Or we can pull it out and repurpose it for you, too.
Okay.
Scrap it for you as well. So, the worst thing you can do is put that thing on eBay. Do not sell it to somebody else because then it's going to
liability.
Correct. If somebody puts that in wrong, right, which does happen a lot, unfortunately, somebody puts it in wrong, somebody gets injured, and you sold it to them, you're liable.
No, you're liable
in the lawsuit just as much as the person who installed it.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Well, thanks for answering that question. 312-981-7200. This is from formerly aforementioned Amy Farrell. She was anger texting into the show.
Yes, she was.
I just want to say, I'm going to talk like her. I just want to say it's upsetting to me seeing clients for equipment replacement on things they have overpaid for because it's subpar equipment. I see it every day. That she would get angry. These companies do not belong in the industry and are just there to take advantage of the disabled and aging community, and it drives me bonkers. Have a great show, Frank. Amy Farrell. And she spelled it out.
She spelled it like you say it, so that's pretty good.
She spelled it out. So you want to address that?
Yeah. Amy is she is so passionate about our industry. But she literally is the one that's on that front line talking to these people who have unfortunately bought a lift that doesn't work or bought a lift from a company that just walked away and the lift broke down. And there's nobody there to help them fix it, you know, and then we're put in a position where the only way we can help them is to get them a lift that we work on.
You mentioned on the show that it's the rear view, it's a tail light warranty, right? Once you don't see the tail lights, the warranty is no longer good.
Oh, there's so much of that. There's so much of that. And honestly, we have a couple products, a couple Steerlifts. We're going to give you a lifetime warranty on it, you know, so literally a lifetime, which we're going to stand right behind it.
Okay, we got 30 seconds before the break because the show's been late. You know, Frank turned what's his name? Lou turned it over to us late. We've been late ever since. So I haven't gotten on the groove here. So we want to talk about coming out of a break about a potential opportunity for realtors at your facility. And I just want some feedback from realtors to see if they'd be interested in it. And let's talk about that after the show. We also got Joe wanting to pull money out for a remodel we'll get to. And we've got 50 different text messages coming up here. So if you sent in a text, hang tight. David, one measure you haven't mentioned is the wholesale demand for cardboard boxes, which is also falling off. So when you look at all those variables, Frank and Bob, like we talked about, things are slowing down. Okay, I'm glad the economist at Apollo thinks the economy is great. Economy is great, but things are slowing down. Okay, so it's just a fact. So get with it, especially if you see second jobs on the Google search, the highest it's been since whatever I mentioned earlier in the show. People are looking for extra jobs to make more money because things are expensive. It's just a fact. 312-981-7200, and Jim's at a car show right now, so he can't get mad at me because he's not listening. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Joe, we're going to pick you up after the break. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Notes from Chicago on 720 to begin.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Frank, Bob, you had brought something up about doing something before Thanksgiving at your shop. Clean it out. And I think it's a great idea, but not fire off the idea.
Well, we have a lot of experts here on your show.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's a wonderful way for realtors who can use every one of those experts for you, for them, to get to know everyone, meet them, right? And have a small get together and tell, you know, meet all the new experts, have us all kind of give some good overview or thoughts about our, each of our individual industries. And
I'll tell you what, let's just not open it. A realtors, if you think it's a good idea, 312-981-7200. Let us know on the text line. But why don't we just open up for all the listeners who could probably use all of our services and do that? Or should we do one for listeners and one for realtors, or just do one big one and invite everybody?
I like the one big one because it's good for our listeners to meet the realtors.
Yeah. Let's just do one big one. We'll cap it at a certain number. 312-981-7200. Text us what your thoughts are. It'll be at your facility. Yep. We'll bring in some food. We'll have it catered. And you could leave with we'll have gifts from our sponsors, our experts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure Igor will bring some, you know, cleaning products to give out, and I'm sure we could get a free whatever, you know, services from our folks and our experts. I'm not putting words in their mouths, but I'll pressure them to give stuff, and
grudges will be held.
Yeah, 312-981-7200, or we'll call you out on the air. 312-981-7200. Let me know what your thoughts are, if you think it's a good idea or not. Let's go to Joe. Best way pulling money out to remodel your home? Is that your question?
That is my question.
All right, how much do you owe on your house?
About $200.
What's your house worth, Joe?
$750.
How's your credit, Joe?
Perfect.
What's your rate on the $200?
275.
So you're not touching that, right? So if you go to some lenders, you're not going to. There's no reason to, right? What do you do for a living? You make income that we could document?
Yeah, I'm a managing broker, realtor.
Oh, look at you, shooter. Okay, so. So you're
and I vote yes, and I vote yes for the network event, by the way.
Okay, good.
All right.
Joel will be there. All right, so here's what 80% of 750, Joe, is $600,000. Okay? 600 minus 200, right? You take 600, which is 80% of 750, subtract your current mortgage amount, which is 200 loan amount. That gives you access to $400,000. Okay? The cheapest. How much remodeling you plan on doing in your $750,000 home?
We're gonna gut the whole first level, so I would guesstimate about $150, maxing at $200.
Sure, which means it'll turn into $250. Who are you kidding? You're a realtor. You know how these things go.
And take twice as long.
Well, it depends. You go to Mega, it won't take twice as long, but that's another story for another day. My recommendation, Joe, is that you and your wife. I'll connect you with Kane County Teachers Credit Union, which is now Consumers Credit Union. You pull out if you qualify. I got a guy out there, Barry, who gets upset if I don't say if you qualify. If you qualify for a $400,000 home, a $400,000 HELOC, take out the $400,000, even though you need $150,000 to $200,000 because you can, if you qualify, and it's better for your credit. if you pull out four and only borrow 150 to two, right? Then you're at a lower availability utilization. It'll help your credit out. And that's how you fund this project, Joe. And I'll have you, I'll have Iridian, who's leaving our show, I just found out about, for bigger and better things. She's blowing us off. Take your information. I'll follow up after the show. You have any other questions?
That's it, sir.
Yeah, that's how you do it, buddy. You don't want to leave your 2.75 plus. You'll get, if you're over 700, prime minus two for the first 12 months, and then you just start pounding the hell out of it. That's what I would do. Okay, brother? So hang on for your... do you think we should invite the public, Joe?
I do, absolutely. Nothing better than networking and learning more.
All right, so I think that's a go. All right, how many of your brokers will you bring with, Joe?
You know what? I am the managing but not the supervising broker, so I'll try and bring a few of them with me.
All right, and what day is best to do it, in your opinion?
Saturday.
Give me a break.
No, sir, why don't we do a live broadcast?
We could do a live broadcast.
We
could
do live. Want to listen to your show while we're there.
We could do a
live broadcast and event.
Oh my gosh, that's even.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, that's even better. All right, I like that. Open house. All right, Joe, you're a genius. Hang on for your free Mr. Floyd cleaning product. 312. We just got a live remote out of it. All right, Kevin McDonough. Hope you're listening. You're not Kevin. You're Steve Gotzel.
Yeah.
All right, Gotzel. Let's get going. He's going to try to sell you a bunch of add-ons. Don't do it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-72. They always do it. Well, what about this? No, you know, just do the live remote. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 1041. Let's go through these texts, guys. KCT is being bought out by Consumers Credit Union. Any thoughts or concerns? Never heard of CCU. CCU has been around for a very long time. They are much larger than Kane County Teachers
Credit Union.
And I've had lunch with Herb, the guy that runs the mortgage division. They're very solid. They're a great organization. And we're going to be doing a lot more with Consumers Credit Union. So they're just kind of melding it all together. I've been saying KCTCU for so long. It's going to take me a while to transition, but there's nothing to worry about. They're fantastic. They're outstanding. 847, David, that is lymphatic draining. You're right. That's what my wife has been trained to do. 224 at 1043. PT gets you to the kitchen. OT helps you make the coffee. Paid for my ex-wife's OT.
And that is such a great way of putting it. As soon as I read that, I'm like, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Really,
it's
analogy.
The truth. A PT will get you up on your feet and get you moving, and OT will work with you on all those fine motor skills.
It's a great way. So thank you for that. David, have you received any update predictions concerning Cook County tax bills? Like I said, Tony Prinkwinkle doing a fine job paying more than eight times the amount of the original contract that could be spent on our homeless challenge we have here in Cook County, that they want to tax us even more instead of getting the software we paid for 64 days on the Tony Preckwinkle tax bill counter. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. David, I have a HELOC with BMO, and it's at 10%. I have used some of it to pay off principal every month. My balance is around $28,000. Should I refinance with Kane County if they are lower? Mary, if you're nothing against BMO, check to make sure you've eclipsed their 36 months prepayment penalty. If you have, you should definitely look at Kane County Teachers Credit Union, especially if your credit score is over 700, because they have a teaser rate for the first 12 months at prime minus two. So it'll be a 5.25% instead of a 10%. Just make sure. I had a BMO HELOC. My 3-year prepayment penalty ended in August. I am in the process of getting a new HELOC with Kane County Teachers Credit Union. There's no prepayment penalty, and I'll get 2% under prime as a teaser rate. David, 847. As a business development guy in a healthcare system, okay, so this guy is pretty, you would think this guy or gal knows their stuff. I'm telling you, you're thinking all wrong.
I think everybody tells you that.
That's a daily basis.
I know, right?
Right. Come on. Let those two guys go jack up their backs and your physical therapist's wife gets the work. Okay, there you go. That's one way to look at it. We don't want anybody
getting injured.
Any listener injured during the listening of the show, but that'd be good for my wife. 312-981-7200. 312-981. Actually, she's more into this lymphatic draining, which is, she's helping a lot of cancer patients out, get the stuff going through their veins. Maybe she'll call in and explain it. She has her dog who has cancer. George has cancer. So she's taking care of George. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's talk more about that live remote that we're going to have to put together pretty quickly. You're going to have to clean out that entire warehouse. It's going to be a big event. All right. I like that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy?
Yeah.
I'm not touching your last name because there's a bet and over-under that I'll screw up your last name. Ferrera.
Ferrari.
Ferrera.
Furball.
Ferrera.
Flapjack.
Fight Club.
Fructose.
Farfalle.
Ferrera.
Holy flipping flap.
Ferrera.
You got it right. I didn't know this was an English class today, which if it is, I'll get another D.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-720. I just got confirmation that my wife and my daughter, and my dog George, and my dog Sparty are listening on the way back from the vet. So George is having some challenges.
That's nice to know your family likes you. I guarantee you my family's not listening.
I didn't say that they like me. I just said they're listening. And there was nothing in there on the text. We're in the car listening, all four of us. Nothing about we love you or love the show. See, just we're just listening. Moral support.
Nothing else tuned in, huh?
Nothing. It's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right, Frank, we got the toilet question coming up next. God bless your heart. You make me laugh so hard. It's been 412 days since my dear husband of 54-plus years has been gone, and I can depend on you for my Saturday morning safe feel. Carry on, T.S. in Peoria, Illinois. We were just talking about that at breakfast, how the channel the signal is strong.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm driving all over the place, you know, through central Illinois. It's amazing how strong this signal
is. It easier to drive in or driven? Is driven. It driven? Okay, yeah. I thought I put that because I, you know, I got like a
I have driven.
I got a 20 on my English comprehension.
It shows.
Yeah, I got an 8 on science. 312-981, and that shows too. 312-9. That's why I married a physical therapist. 312-981-7200, and for other reasons, because she's lovely, and I love her, and she's smart, and she's beautiful, and she's provided me with a household.
And she's got to have waiters all the way up to her waist.
She's listening.
Oh, she knows shovels too. Is there a way to solve for flushing twice to get the waste down the toilet? I was told it's a slow flush toilet which causes this. I did not know how many toilets you guys install.
We do an amazing amount of toilets. We really do. So the toilets, if it's one of the modern toilets, it might have a two-stage flushing valve. So if you just press it once like we used to, it doesn't drain the whole tank. So you press it once, lightly for number one, you got to hold it down for number two to drain the entire tank and kind of get that waste down. So you have to just hold it for like 3 to 5 seconds, depending on the tank. And the other thing to look at is to make sure that your float is high enough to fill the tank and you have enough water coming through. And if that doesn't work, give Mike a call at Center Guard.
Or you might want to think about changing your diet.
Right.
312-981-7200. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you're doing dry dockers where you got to get up in order to get it out, you got some problems. You got to look to change your diet. I'm just making obvious recommendations.
Facts.
I'm a man of the people. I'm trying to help. 312-981-7200. Here's a great one. If local taxing bodies are feeling the pressure because tax bills are late, all them are reasons we should try to have a taxpayer strike to put them under pressure to reduce the amount of taxes we are paying.
So why don't we, instead of just making this a county thing, let's put all the pressure on Pritzker. Let's make it a statewide thing and nobody pay their taxes.
Sure. Well, okay, Frank, that's
Frank. I know, I'm going to wear cement shoes.
That's Frank's. No, here's what you do. You vote these clowns out of office.
Yeah.
Okay, that's job number one. Okay, starting with Tony Preckwinkle on St. Paddy's Day in March. It's been 15 years. It'll be 16 by the time it comes around to election. Enough's enough.
Nobody should be in office that long in any part of government.
Hold on. Nobody should be in office that long who's done such a horrible job as she has for the past 15 years. Okay? $250 million. She wants money for the homeless, right? I want money for the homeless. Instead of going to Keith Tech, whatever the hell it's called, Keith Technologies. Yeah, Tyler Technologies. Thanks, Tony Preckwinkle. 64 days late on your tax bills. But when we have to pay something one day late, you get fined, jeez, you get penalized, you get up the wazoo. County, don't worry about it.
So just reverse the interest
and
pay less.
Yeah, please. Dave, maybe IT company is owned by a relative of Preckwinkle. Just an observation, not an indictment. Can you ask your guest to spell out his junk removal company? I typed in Google search and one came up with Junk Lovers, and the other company came up with Junk Luggers. Thanks, Andrew. Go.
Yes, so Junk Luggers with G's. So JunkLuggers.
One more time.
JunkLuggers.
All right. For all of you out there, Bob said that with the biggest smile on his face.
I did.
Yeah, there you go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Is there any way, this is for you, Frank, is there any way any stairlift manufacturer is going to make those any better looking? I have three clients that are currently thinking of putting a chairlift in, and that's what's stopping them, but I'm in Central Illinois.
Well, I love that you're in Central Illinois. We're in Central Illinois, too, and we're more than happy to help you out. So there is no... The purpose of a stairlift is all functionality. It's to safely get you up the stairs and help keep you from falling if you have that need. So is there anything that's going to make it beautiful? No, it's still a machine that's got to go up and down the stairs. There are some manufacturers that have recently come out. One of them is called Access BDD. Has a really slick looking curved stairlift that lights up and fully automated.
Anything to do with your company, Access?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. It actually has they're owned by ThyssenKrupp. So the big
ooh.
Yeah.
Big company.
But they have probably the best looking stairlift on the market. Other than that, there's not a whole lot we can do. Again, this is for function and safety. They're really not designed, you know, to be like a cosmetic feature of the home.
Okay, so I read this text and I'm just like, okay, you're drowning, right? And I'm going to throw you a pink life preserver, but you don't like the color pink.
No, and I get it. People want aesthetics, but there's other options too. So if you and your clients want to kind of go through and, you know, we're happy to do a free assessment and give you options, and there might be something better than a stairlift for you that you're willing to do, and we can walk down that path and give you those options. It's no obligation.
All right, phone number if the texter wants to reach out to you.
630-616-6249. And for all of you down in Central Illinois, it's 217-397-6249.
My wife wants to know if there's a stair lift for dogs. Please say no.
The answer is yes. And David, you would be absolutely amazed by how many home elevators I put in for dogs.
Frank.
Yeah. But there is actually a dog basket that can attach to a stair lift, you know, to help get your dog up and down. Now, it will not fit, you know, a 100-pound golden retriever in it. But if you, you know, have a smaller dog, yes, we can do that for you.
That's why you get the elevator.
I have honestly put in more elevators
doing the last
for
hour
animals
of the show.
Than I have for people.
So. I'll be doing the last hour of the show alone. Yeah. Mom said that her waters, right, her whatever you said, the pants that you wear in the mud and the
waders
aren't tall enough. She's looking for a full bodysuit if anyone has recommendations.
I do have some left over from, you know, the COVID era. I will be more than happy to send them your way.
We have Tyvek suits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Mom wants to also know if they have stair lifts for dogs. Yes, Mom wants it. He's 80 pounds.
It's going to be a little tight.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here is a texter that states the obvious. I just got the last bit about your wife. She's a genius.
She is a genius. We had the pleasure of speaking with her off air there.
Goes without saying. Lymphatic drainage therapists are very hard to find. I have patients that have to wait 6 months to see one. Is she independent? She is very independent. Let me just get that taken care of. In her personal life, very independent. In our marriage, she is the queen bee. I will have her reach out to you. I think she's still taking patients, so that is good. 312-981-7200. Gentlemen, I am a Chicago girl, transplanted to Central Illinois, and always have my streaming in my vehicle to WGN. I got to be connected to home.
Aw, thank you for listening. I love it.
I'm a Chicago girl. That's on the text, Elise, because she hates when I say that. Mm-hmm. She's a woman. I'm like, I know. This is what the text said. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. I would like to replace two standard height toilets with higher ones. Will CenterGuard provide the toilets, or do I have to go out and purchase it? and have it in my home for them. Frank, you as a spokesperson for CenterGuard.
Yeah, I would absolutely purchase them from CenterGuard. CenterGuard gets their... They get high-quality toilets from their plumbing supply company. Their toilets are going to work better, and they're going to last you longer than anything that you could buy in any box store. So I would absolutely recommend buying it directly from CenterGuard.
I would recommend that as well. So, Frank, how many people can you have in your facility? Can it hold like 300 people?
Frank's over here. Frank's over
there.
Bob.
Bob over there. Bob, thank you for that. We're going to get name tags.
Of course.
How many folks, how many of our listeners can you get easily comfortably in your facility? Comfort. We're going to edit all that out.
Bob, how many people can you comfort in your facility?
So, Bob, your gigantic facility in Elgin, right off of the expressway. What is that? What's the road that in front of your shop?
Airport Road.
Airport Road.
Yep.
How many of our listeners can comfortably fit in your facility after you clean it out for this live remote that we're looking at possibly November 7th?
Eighth.
November 8th.
When you think about it, it's 9,000 square feet. We have, obviously, some of the junk in there, which would be removed and cleaned up. You know, I figure 100. I mean, it's got to be able to do that. I mean, right. I'm not a big organizer person, but in terms of, like, events. But at 9,000 square feet, which is about what we have there, left for space. I don't know. You tell me. What's the math on that one?
A lot. 312-981-7200. 312.
The guy that, you know, helps you with your money.
Yeah, 981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. David, who do you recommend for duct cleaning work? Certain areas of my condo get beyond dusty while others don't. Kevin from CenterGuard Plumbing installed a new water heater a few months ago, and I couldn't be more pleased with your recommendations. Thank you. I'd call up Lindemann.
Yeah, I'd call up Lindemann.
Yeah, Lindemann.
HVAC. You want a real high-quality HVAC company to get that done for you.
Yeah, it's fireplace, chimney, heating, and cooling. So 941 Iridian, if you could refer them to Rob and the team at Lindemann, that would be great. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. 216, you connected us with the HELOC this week, which we'll use to pay off a 10.5% second mortgage and pay off all of our credit cards. People at Consumers Credit Union have been great. We're going to throw out all but two of our credit cards. Thanks for the great advice. Hold off. Do not throw out any credit cards. Please don't cancel any credit cards, number one. Pay off your credit cards. Keep the credit cards you have. Increase the balances of the credit cards that you're going to keep to make sure you replace the availability of the credit cards that you're shutting down before you shut them down, to make sure that you could increase the limits on the credit cards that you're keeping. You just did all of this work paying off all of your debt with a new lower rate HELOC. Do not blow yourself up by shutting all your credit cards down. It wasn't the credit cards that got you in trouble. It was the person executing the purchases of those purchases or services that you needed on the credit cards, not judging, just making a statement of the situation at hand. Do not shut your credit cards down. That's the worst thing you could do before increasing the limits on the credit cards you're going to keep so you don't lose availability. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. I have a hopefully the listener who went to the company that rhymes with New Res. Her servicing company tried to get her to pay $13,000 in closing costs. She's at a funeral. Hopefully she could call in before the end of the show because I think that's a great example of how we help listeners not get taken advantage of by scumbags. 312-981-7200. And I want to talk more about the battered women organization because I want to start doing something with a group like that, like a Team Hochberg gift basket with pillows and blankets and stuff like that, maybe help them with credit and get in there as a group and teach them about credit so they could eventually purchase a home. Because I'm sure coming out of a battered relationship, which is never good, the credit is also equally as battered because I've seen it hundreds of times over the past 25 years. And maybe we could educate those women to start afresh. They're going to need credit to get out on their own.
Great idea.
If you could hook me up with the team that you're working with over there, that maybe we could tag team our services and help those women, those families get back on their feet. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
he
on
looks
here.
Like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I never forget a name, Frank.
Yeah, okay.
I get the names right. I just put it
I'm
with
Rich,
the wrong...
And now Bob is Frank.
I put it with the wrong person. I don't forget a name.
And I was Mike for a while.
Has it worked out for you?
It has.
Okay. Stay in your lane. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. This just happened to you. We were talking about it during breakfast.
Yeah.
847 texter. Hi, Dave and the team. I have been fortunate enough to be able to pay off my home and looking for the best possible way to protect my home's title without going into a title protection service. I believe you mentioned in the past getting a HELOC. Can you elaborate what's involved? Let's talk about what happened to you before we answer this 847.
So I have property down in Tennessee, and I do have the title protection service on it. And the title protection service popped up that my property in Tennessee, which is paid off, actually went up for sale on the MLS. So then I had to call the listing agent, and my wife and I were screaming quite a bit, and found out that somebody had really impersonated me and put it up for sale to try and sell it. So now it's being, you know, handled by somebody else. But I strongly suggest that if you're not going to do a title protection service, that you work with David on either doing a small cash out refi or a HELOC.
HELOC. A HELOC, that's what home equity line of credit. We talk about it all the time. It protects you against scumbag because when they pull the title, they pulled your title at 123 Happy Meal Lane in Wakachuka, you know, Tennessee, whatever the hell it is, right? And they saw that there's no mortgage on it.
Yeah.
Okay, attorneys are teeing you up. Scammers are teeing you up to sell. I didn't even know you could sell a home without you know the person knowing it. Now
I
you
was
do.
Blown away by it. All they did was call up a realtor and say, "Hey, I'm Frank Wazalewski. I'd like to sell this house."
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. And there should be tightening of the laws
in
Tennessee.
There's got to be tightening.
Okay.
Of the laws.
So red flag. And number two, if you had a home equity line of credit against that property, it would show that you have a mortgage against that property, and they wouldn't have have touched you to try to pick you off. So what you should do and everybody should do has their home free and clear. I don't give a crap if you've got $4 million in the bank or $10 million or $20 million in the bank and you're a retirement age and you don't need the money. You have a $500,000 home. I'm going to keep the math simple. 80% of the value of your home is $400,000. If you qualify with credit and income, Barry, I got you. I checked those both marks off because Barry gets upset when I don't say it. You will have a $400,000 mortgage show up on your property with a zero balance because you could tap it at any time. You're less apt to be attractive to a scumbag attorney, ambulance chasing attorney who's trying to sue you, and somebody from stealing your home because it'll show a mortgage on a home. Even if it has a zero balance, it'll show up as a $400,000 mortgage.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a great thing.
630 just texted in, my house is paid off, but in my trust. Does that help?
Oh, it makes
the selling scam.
It makes it a lot more challenging if it's in a trust.
Okay.
Yes. But you should still have a HELOC. Again, if it's a revocable trust, you get a HELOC. Irrevocable and land trust are major pain in the rear end.
And just for clarification, you're not recommending that somebody take out a $400,000 HELOC and spend all the money.
No, no. You take out a $400,000 HELOC and it's just there. I'm going to take out a HELOC against my house, right? And it's just going to be there. I had a HELOC against my house the past 3 years with BMO when they were on the show. I didn't touch it. It was just there.
Yeah, I think that's a key
you
point.
You mentioned
that's
something earlier,
and
too.
That's a key point.
Yeah, to know that you have a zero balance, right?
You mentioned it earlier for folks getting into your business who go from a steelmaking industry or whatever, welders or building homes into the junk lugging business like you.
Yeah.
And they need capital. What did you say during breakfast?
One of the things advice-wise, I'd give to somebody who is starting out a business and is still working full-time is right now, grab that HELOC, put it in place. Don't use it because you'll probably need it at some point in your business life, right? And that's going to be hugely helpful because then you're not facing any kind of like cash advance loans or anything like that.
I've got, lines of credit against so many different things. Huntington Banks has got that unsecure line of credit, $100,000. I got line of credit off of my investments. I've got a new line of credit. I don't use this. It's just there. It's just there, Frank.
847, David, what is the difference between a home equity loan and a HELOC?
Okay, that's a great question. Home equity loan is a loan that you take out in second lien position or first lien position if you don't have a loan against your house. If you don't have a loan against your house, you take out a home equity loan, you're kind of foolish because the rates on a home equity loan are typically higher than a normal first mortgage that you could get through Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or wherever, FHA, VA. Okay, that being said, home equity line of credit is a checkbook against your house, and they typically have lower rates. Yes, you have rate fluctuations, and it could go up, it could go down, but if you're just using it, we helped you get a line of credit against your house.
Yeah,
right?
Terms are different, right?
10 terms are different.
30 versus 20.
Right. It's an interest-only loan. They're typically HELOCs are good for 10 years. And after the 10 years, you either have to get a new one or it turns into a 20-year fixed loan. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I need to take out some student loans, 219. Texter, I am a single mom and need extra money to live. My credit is about 680. Any suggestions to quickly bump that up? I have no credit card debt, but I did have a loan that went into default for a couple of months. Oh, it depends on how soon, close it was to the default and today, right? If it just happened, then time is going to heal all wounds. Best thing you could do, 680 credit scores, call your credit card companies and say you'd like to double the limits, the availability, because that extra availability will help you offset the debt that you're carrying and should give you a little bump. And pay your credit cards off and pay your debt off every single week if you can. It says, I have no credit card debt, but that loan that went to default is a major kick in the teeth. It hurts. So time's going to heal all wounds there. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, takes some photo line. I'm a 72-year-old widow that has a home on a river. Okay, sounds like the start of a Saturday Night Live skit.
It's not a van.
It's not a van. I'm a 72-year-old widow that has a home on a river. I owe about $104,000 on it, and the last estimated the value was $350,000. Would I just to sell it today? I have $25,000 in credit card bills. I have $4,500 a month that I have coming in for income, and I'm wondering what is a HELOC would be best for me. I would like to get rid of some of the credit card bills and just try to live on everything that I have. Okay. So here is a perfect example of where a reverse mortgage would be beautiful for the 72-year-old individual. You take out a reverse mortgage, you pay off the 104, you probably have enough equity there on a $350,000 home to maybe pay off some credit card debt, or maybe use the money that was going to the mortgage to pay off the credit card debt. Or we could look at doing a HELOC. So that $4,000 a month, $4,500 a month with taxes and insurance, and it gets a little tight right here in Illinois with the real estate taxes, as ridiculous as it is. And maybe we need to make sure she's getting the senior tax exemption as well, right? That's huge. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different things. We will call you after the show to follow up on that. David, have your wife research craniosacral therapy. It can complement PT. I don't tell my wife what to do. She does it, but I'll pass this on to her. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I'll tell you what, we are going to, you want to, I got a quick text here
yeah, if you want. Yeah, so George just texted in, David, another great show. You are under a lot of pressure, and to help support you, maybe your team should get name tags.
Okay.
And I want to take that a step further. I think Tony, when he's setting up the studio, should have a neon light with a name and an arrow pointing down to the person.
I'm going to take it one step further. I think Tony is, a lot of people don't know this, is also a tattoo artist.
No, no doubt.
And I think Tony should come in. I think everybody should come in about an hour early and get their names tattooed on their foreheads.
On their foreheads.
So yeah. I could look just right across. Just for me. Yeah. Tony, right? You'll bring in the equipment. He's ready. He does sports part-time when Carm's not here, and now you didn't know he does tattoos. He's a butterfly guy. It's amazing. He does butterflies and robins. You won't believe the tattoos of birds that he has.
Nice.
He's very talented. So if this thing at WGN doesn't work out, he's got a future as a tattoo artist and a sportscaster. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. We're going to take a quick break. Here's Barry.
Yeah, Barry's saying thank you.
Thank you. So Barry, my 630 texter, remember we got into an argument, now we're friends. Thank you for qualifying your HELOC advice. He used to get mad because I wouldn't say if you qualified. So out of respect for Barry,
a 58-year-old
David Hochberg is now seeing the other side. 38-year-old Hochberg would have told Barry to find something else to do and worry about something else. But I'm a lot more mature today.
In your own mind.
In my own mind. I'm taking advice. So thank you, Barry, for the recommendation. I've changed my ways. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You're going to hook me up with the organization in Elgin that their mission is what again? You had it there on
The Community Crisis Center. So they provide safety, hope, advocacy, respite, and education for those impacted by crisis and violence in Illinois. They were founded in 1975. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, so there you go. All right. So you'll connect me to see if they want credit enhancement education for the their residents.
Yeah.
Or that not their residents. The families that are going to them for shelter. Okay, good. Cool. Bob in Indiana, how are you?
Great, David. You're a hero to our family. It was about a year ago that I heard the same program on WGN. I reached out to you, and boy, what a difference. You've really helped us, and it's my chance to say thank you publicly.
You're welcome. I have no recollection of what we did, so can you explain?
Yep, what happened? Yeah, I think you referred me to Steve Hendrickson.
Okay, yeah.
And so we've been dealing with Steve, you kind of heard our whole story. I'm a veteran, and we were looking to refinance, and it was just a great, great situation, and it worked out well, and we were able to do that, and life is good.
We pay off debt and put you and your family in a better spot, Bob?
Absolutely. Increased credit score. Everything about the whole journey was just terrific.
All right. Well, you're in good hands. He's got small hands. He's only like 5'3". But you're in excellent hands. Steve's one of my top guys, and I appreciate you sharing the story. What branch of the military were you in?
I was enlisted in the Air Force, then went back in as an officer in the Army.
No.
But I remember having the conversation with you, and it was pretty in-depth. I remember thinking, I'll never get a chance to get a hold of you. And I called, left a message. You called back. You heard everything about our situation, every detail. And it was just all positive from there. So we're big fans of yours.
Well, thanks for calling, Bob. And thanks for your service in two branches of our military. And hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, buddy, okay?
There you go. Thanks a lot.
All right, bud. 312-981-7200. You never did tell us what HELOC stands for. Home. Okay. Home Equity Line of Credit, which is a checkbook against your home. And I strongly recommend that everybody take one out.
And what's, because somebody else had asked, what is the difference between a line of credit and a home equity line of credit?
Nothing. It's the same thing. So it's just abbreviated.
But take out a personal line of credit?
Oh, there's an unsecured line of credit that Huntington Bank has, and they're not sponsoring the show. It's just my good friend Mike Jinga, who I was doing business with for over 20 years in the industry, called me up one day. He's like, hey, I'm retiring. Like, how are you retiring? You're 62, I'm 50. I'm like, all right, we're getting old. He's like, I've been doing this a long time. I'm retiring, but we just came out with a product that I want to bring to your attention, which I know you would love to have, which I took one out, took a week to get. And I've helped listeners secure because they want to buy homes and they need quick money. And you get these unsecured line of credit at Huntington Bank. I've got a lady that he hooked me up with. It's a Russian name. I can never remember it. I always ask Vanessa to connect me. I'm sure you guys find that extremely hard to believe that I can never remember this young lady's name. I send the email within 72 to 96 hours. If you qualify, they get the money and away they go. And it's just I have this line of credit for five years.
There's various lines of credit, right? I mean, you could take out a personal line of credit, a home. Obviously, you're putting up your home for clutter. Business. You're putting it up against your business assets.
And then personal, you're personally putting your own, you got to qualify on income and credit. Correct. And, it's unsecured, but So that's at 7 5/8, okay? And the HELOC will be at 7 1/4. And if you qualify, take it out, or prime minus 2 if you qualify, which I do. My credit score is in 770, 780s. So I easily qualified for the Huntington, and I recommend it to every listener out there. Again, nothing from it, but it's just good to have availability if you need it. So it's available when you never thought you'd have to tap into it. That's what it's all about. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Barry did text in, I think I mentioned, to thank me for that. Name tags would work out great. That would be great. There was another one here. Primary residence does not have a lot of equity in it, although I do have rental properties in each of them, and there are some banks. Yes. Go ahead. Yeah. So basically the texter said, primary residence does not have a lot of equity in it. However, I have many rental properties that do have a lot of equity in each of them. However, it appears that most banks won't give a HELOC or even a home equity loan against investment properties. That is true.
That's very true.
But King County Teachers Credit Union and consumers will not. BMO will, up to 70% of the value of the home. So whenever that comes up, but they won't do condos. And they won't do multifamily. It has to be a single family. I think they might do condos. I'm not sure. But usually
they try to avoid things with an HOA because an HOA...
On an investment property.
Yeah, can lay a claim against it.
I know that they do single family homes. So if this texter, 815, has single family non-owner occupied properties, I will connect you with my team that I still work with and I still refer stuff to that Kane County and consumers can't do or don't have access to or don't offer. I have Prav and her team at BMO that I work with. And again, it's just a handoff. Prav meet Frank and Bob meet Frank and Prav or whatever the hell it is. Here you go. Here's the address. Here's their phone number. Done. I'm out. Thanks for stopping by my shop. Your tires are rotated. Your oil's changed. You're on your way. Okay, so that's how we do things. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. How are the... How's this economy impacting you, Bob? Have you seen any, gas prices are coming down, so that's a positive for you.
Yes.
You don't really get impacted with tariffs because you're all domestic cleanup of chazarai and schmutz from people's homes.
True. However, we actually somewhat benefit because when individuals are looking to buy furniture, brand new, can't afford it, or it's not coming in, whatever it may be, because it's not coming in, the shipments don't happen anymore.
Come to your shop and get something temporary.
Exactly. So we do benefit a little bit from that side of it. But what has affected us is since we are considered discretionary spending, people want to make sure they're saving their money now, given these situations or the worries, so they're not as apt to spend the discretionary spend on our services. So we do see a little bit of impact from what's going on right now.
Interesting.
But you're a need-based service too, right? So I mean, if you need help, you need help.
Absolutely true. I think it's one of those things where you look at your pile of junk and say, well, that can maybe wait another month.
Okay. Fair.
Well, if you're moving,
different story. Yeah.
Okay. Lady that called in, right? Husband has dementia. She has stage 4 lung cancer.
Correct.
Listener of the show, right? Called me. I introduced her to you and to Jimmy Brown of Sarah Leonard's team, right? You go out there. She's got a house full of stuff. Okay. Her husband with dementia in his 80s is not going out there and start moving stuff around. Okay. She's in her 70s with stage 4 lung cancer. She's not schlepping a dresser out of the way. So she called you guys. Can you quickly explain how you and Jimmy tag team that type of situation?
Absolutely. So. First of all, I'm going to say aces to her. She'll know what that means if she's listening.
Okay. Well, she's listening.
She's out there. She absolutely needs the assistance. And so really it is getting her house ready for market.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a wonderful collection of things, right? And so we want to help her be able to liquidate and get some of those things out of her home. And then whatever we can't, we're going to be able to help her remove and clear out. So we're there to help her through the whole process from start to finish. And with Jimmy involved as well, he's going to be able to get that house in the market and really help them get to the place where they want to be.
And here's where a HELOC would have been a perfect situation. Not to beat them up, but they own their $350,000 home, Frank, free and clear.
Yep.
No HELOC. They need to get out of that home that they can no longer. It's too much. They need to get into a condo for about $250,000, and they need to sell their condo. they need to sell their home for the equity. Now, if they had a HELOC when everything was rocking and rolling, and maybe he didn't have dementia, and maybe she was working because she can't work as much with her stage 4 lung cancer, it's there that they could have possibly, if they qualified, ripped out the HELOC to buy the new place, moved all the stuff in, and then Lynn, you and Jimmy clean it out and then sell it accordingly. And then once they sold their house, they could use the equity of the house to pay off the HELOC and not have a mortgage anymore.
Right.
So that's a perfect example of when life happens and you prepare for having a HELOC before you need a HELOC. So it's there when your 80-year-old husband comes down with dementia and you as a 70-year-old who's taking care of your husband now has stage 4 lung cancer and you got a lot of psoriasis going on and a lot of mishigas going on and you don't know which way is up and you want to get the hell out of that house. But you're limited because you don't have the funds to carry two properties.
Right.
So that's where we're at. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Phone number for listeners want to reach out, Bob?
I'm going to enunciate my G's. So
go.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865 or junkluggers.com. That's right. LUGGERS.
We're going to take a quick break, talk about the do not call list that Frank, who we're in the process of refinancing. Hold on. I'm sorry. What are you pointing to? Hang on.
We need to get Iridium on air.
What? Oh, we got to get Iridian on air after the break to find out what she's doing. 312-981 and find out why she's leaving us. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Swim Chicago on 720 WGN.
Let's review.
My wife likes to buy kiddie pools, load them up with food to feed every single animal.
You know, you can tell the female and the male duck because the female takes charge.
Because the male follows the female around.
Yes, yep. Well, the female comes over and eats, and then the sluggish male brings up the rear and just lays down.
Are you describing David or a duck? I'm just trying to figure out.
David, you're such a schmuck.
What are we really talking
Hold
about?
Hold on. People in Oklahoma are going, what's a schmuck?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got to have Iridian jump on real quick. What are you doing? Yeah. Come on in, Iridian. Come on in. Of course she's coming in, big timing us. John, improving credit on a home that's worth $1 million. That's what the call screen says here. How can we help?
Hey, David. Hey, listen, I talked to you a couple years ago. I got divorced back in 2018. My credit took a major hit. Because my credit was so bad, when I bought my house, I paid cash for it because I needed to make the deal quick and couldn't wait to get approved. Then I contacted you to see about maybe utilizing some of the equity in my home, but my credit at the time was really bad. I talked to Jose. He put me in contact with a credit repair service. I paid them 2 years ago. I've seen nothing. The old stuff that was on my record from 2018 is still there.
Okay.
In the meantime, I've got clean credit. I pay off my credit cards every month. I've had a car loan that I've paid off. But my credit is still crap, and I can't do anything with the equity in my home.
What do you consider crap?
660.
All right, it's not so crappy. What are you trying to do with the equity in your home? What do you want to do?
You know something? I would just like to have a HELOC so I have access in an emergency. Right now,
okay.
You know, I don't have a huge emergency.
I could get you that. I will help you. I will connect you with Kane County Teachers Credit Union. Okay? Here's what we will do. You will use, and then we'll take a peek at your credit. After they pull your credit, you'll give them permission to give your credit to me so I can look at it, and then we'll take a look to see what get your credit up. Nice thing about King County Teachers Credit Union, there's no prepayment penalty. So the rate you're going to get is going to be substantially higher than the rate you're going to get when your credit goes into the 700s. But when your credit goes in the 700s, you could always shut that loan down without penalty and open up a new one at a much lower rate. Okay, so we're going to use it as a vehicle to get you from 660 to 760. Okay, and if you do everything that I tell you to do, it'll happen. Okay.
I'll do everything you told me to do. That's not a problem.
Okay. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and we'll take care of you, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. I got new wood floors in the house, too. I just installed them last year.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, that's not going to help your credit, but I'm glad
your house is beautiful.
I'm sure it is. And Mr. Floor will help. Cleaning product will help you even more. Hang on, buddy. 312-981-7200. So, Iridian, you got to bring Mike 6 up. What? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm going to be at the Block Club Chicago Block Party with John Hansen. And we're going to have John Hansen, your favorite person. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a live podcast there. And then afterwards, I'm going to MC the whole event till 9 p.m. tonight.
9 p.m.
Awesome. Yeah.
Are they paying you?
Absolutely.
They're paying you scale? Or
I work at Block Club, so they pay me well, yeah.
You know what? I've never been invited on that podcast.
Okay. Well, there's always a chance for everything. So I'll let John know, and we'll get you on that waiting list.
Well stated. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, well stated.
It's a definite maybe. Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll take that. And we'll put that
down. I'll put you on the list.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. We'll put, look at that. Yeah, yeah. You'll be on next Saturday, the day after never. Yeah. So where's the event if listeners want to come out and say hi?
Yeah, it's going to be at Half Acre Beer. It's my first time emceeing, so we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping it goes well. I have high expectations for myself.
You're an award-winning Peabody broadcaster, aren't you? What award did you get?
A Gracie Award.
I'm sorry, a Gracie Award. Yeah. You don't want that Peabody crap. You want the Gracie. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Where is it at?
It's going to be at Half Acre Beer today.
Where are they located?
They are on 2050 West Balmoral Avenue.
And will Hanson be there holding your water?
Yeah, Hanson is going to be there. He's emceeing right now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take over after we do our live podcast.
That's a shock. John Hanson behind a microphone. That's
never seen it before.
If I would have bet against it, I would have lost. Okay, so one more time, where are you going to be?
One more time, it's going to be at Half Acre Beer, 1250 West Balmoral Avenue, and I'll be there till 9 p.m.
Outstanding. Awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Good job. All right, we're going to quickly. Mary, you got 30 seconds question, and we'll give you a 30-second answer. Then we got to go around the horn and say goodbye.
Okay. Hello. You know, my brother died. I own the house. My brother died. So all of a sudden, I'm starting getting these letters from realtors. But they're handwritten. And it's like, they start like, oh, we're very sorry to hear about your brother, Edward J. Clancy, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you know, how loss is sad and blah, blah, blah. And they go, oh, we were walking by house, Mary. We're walking by your house, you know, in the neighborhood, and we'd like to buy a house. And then another paragraph is like, it's a realtor. And it's like,
right.
You know, I think it's wrong. I just think it's wrong. It's like, why would you send that? I don't know. I'm not that upset, but I think it's, I don't know. It's,
well, they're prospecting, right? So they're looking at...
I don't know, but you don't have to say my brother. I think, oh, I know. First, I was like, oh, who is this? Must be a friend that you work with or something. Or something like that. And then, you know, and they just tell me that they're sad by a dire. It's like, but then it's like a realtor. It's like, hey, they shouldn't start off like that. I don't know. It's like, oh, it's like... I don't know. It's just wrong.
I understand. Well, we're sorry for your loss. And may your brother's memory be an eternal blessing.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. They're looking at...
To bring the death in, I guess. I mean, they can read and they know someone died, but you don't have to bring it up, I guess, in the letter. I guess that's the thing. Like,
I get it.
For your loss.
I know. Mary, the 30 seconds turned into... I got to end the show, Mary. I didn't mean to cut you off. Frank, say goodbye. Bob, say goodbye. And then we got to throw it to news quick.
Yeah, if you need anything accessibility, please give us a call, 630-616-6249, or visit us at allaboutaccess.com.
Yeah, Mary, I'm sorry, I got in the show. Bob, we got in the show. If our listeners want to reach out to you.
1-800-LUG-JUNK, 1-800-584-5865, warehouse sale tomorrow 11 to 2 at 425 Airport Road.
With a beautiful voice like that, why is she not hosting her own show or waking up next? Oh, that's great. 312-9.
Shouldn't have been read.
I should not have read that. I'm David Hochberg. If you're looking to purchase a new home, they got me. Or purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. I will be in Normandy and Paris the next two weekends on the Steve Bertrand trip on the World War II tour with 36 WGN listeners. Wendy will be filling in, I believe, the next two weekends. Thanks for listening today and next week and the following week. I'll be back at the end of the month. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go Cubs, go Blackhawks, go Bears.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, and Frank Wazalewski from Access. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.